Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to get to. Lots to talk about. Sending more aid to Ukraine for some reason, as if we want that. And most of us, I don't think, do. I think early on we did, but then we changed our minds once we figured out what was going on. We'll talk about that, certainly. Some Democrats being kicked off of committees, and they're mad. They are mad, and it's going to be fun to see this thing completely unfold, because Kevin McCarthy's actually doing a better job than I thought he would in reacting to the stupid questions that the media is asking. Karine Jean-Pierre actually does answer questions, but only in support of Democrats. We'll have that for you as well. There's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot to get to. You really picked a good day to join us on a Wednesday. Let's go. Bum a doo, bum a dum. That is Chocolate Voice. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay as well. That is Sam. Is that Sam? It should be Sam. Now it should be. Let's go. Bum, bum. Polo's here too. Getting her done. There's so much garbage. I literally have 30 videos I can play today, but I'm not. I'd like to limit it to 7 if I can. Break it down. Carrie, what do you think? Should I make more spaces for more videos, or should I limit it to 7?
I guess you could make a little more space.
I mean, you did make the rumbles yesterday, because I did post that game, the new game show that's sweeping the nation. Will KJP answer a question?
Yeah.
So you were a big time part of that. So we put that right up there in the rumbles. If people want to go see that, it's kind of a fun game. And going in, there's an anticipation: will she or won't she? And you knew going in she wasn't gonna.
Exactly. Yes.
Now we do get a couple of those today, but then she does answer a question or two, which is interesting, but only in support of like Swalwell and Ilhan Omar and your boy Adam Schiff. Those three were kicked off the Intel committee for good reason. And again, I like what McCarthy is saying in answer to that. We're also going to have Alana Nash back on. We had her on when the Elvis movie came out. We had her on again. Now Lisa Marie Presley has passed away. We have her on to talk about that. She actually interviewed Lisa Marie back in 2012. So that's a very interesting interview as well, especially if you're a fan of the King like I am. I did Bridge Over Troubled Water, and I posted that over on YouTube, over on Rumble. It's over on the links are all over Twitter and everything else. If you want to go see that, it's up on Facebook as well. If you follow my Facebook page, it's me singing the song the way that Elvis did, just sort of because A, I like to, and B, last time I did something like that, people seemed to think it was okay. So go check that out if you want to see that. Let's start though with President Trump. I think big tech is realizing the gig is up. Carrie, what do you have on that?
Yep, this is from NBC. Former President Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts are being reinstated. The social media giant Meta announced Wednesday, a little more than 2 years after he was suspended from platforms over incendiary posts on the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Nick Clegg, president of global affairs at Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, said Trump's accounts will be reinstated in the coming weeks and come with new guardrails in place to deter repeat offenses. Those guardrails will include heightened penalties for repeat offenses, penalties which will apply to other public figures whose accounts are reinstated from suspensions related to civil unrest under our updated protocol. In the event that Mr. Trump posts further violating content, the content will be removed and he will be suspended for between 1 month and 2 years, depending on the severity of the violation, Clegg said on the company's website. Trump celebrated the announcement on his social media platform, Truth Social. Facebook, which has lost billions of dollars in value since deplatforming your favorite president, me, has just announced they are reinstating my account. Such a thing should never again happen to a sitting president or anybody else who's not deserving of retribution, he wrote.
Who's the source on that?
NBC.
You know why I asked, right?
Yes, incendiary.
Yes, there you go. You're a great reporter. You know you can't just say that.
Yeah.
Alleged incendiary. What they say were incendiary. You can't just say it was incendiary because that's not you reporting. That's you actually taking part in the story and being a part of it. That's not okay. And nothing that he posted was incendiary. It was a lie from the very beginning. But, you know, they're going to take down, they're going to add him back on. Carrie, have you heard about all the big tech layoffs lately, all the firings? 12,000 people, I think, in total Facebook and Instagram and Google. I don't know if you saw this, but I think 29 of those who were fired from Google, guess what their job was?
What's that?
They were massage therapists.
Interesting.
Now, Google owns YouTube. Google is a search engine. Google is worth billions and billions of dollars. What exactly would a massage therapist have to do with any of those things I just mentioned?
Nothing.
It's like when Elon Musk took over Twitter. He walked in and they have all this free breakfast, free lunch, free hermetically sealed rooms for you to go hang out in and get some mental health. Free everything. I mean, he was like, I'm not buying you lunch. You guys have to work 10 hours a day. What are you talking about? I've never once worked, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I've never worked at a place where they said, I'm going to hand you some free lunch. These people were like printing money at these places. Now they're all losing money. They're losing money because, A, they kicked the former president off the sites when he was still president. B, Elon Musk has decided, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know what was really going on here in the collusion between government and big tech. And C, they just completely lost our trust. How can we possibly trust these sites again, knowing that they were working in collusion with the government to strip us of our First Amendment rights? So I don't feel bad for any of them. I'll be honest with you, I don't. Not a one of them. Because I think they're all a bunch of elitist idiots, and I think they all have what they had coming. So that out of the way, I wonder, because Trump has not. Now, we've heard word that he is going to come back to Twitter, but he hasn't yet. Do you think he'll post on Instagram and on Facebook? Because to me, it's kind of a tight spot. And Carrie, I definitely want your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
So the former president starts his own social media network or platform, Truth Social. I'm on there, 75,000 followers. Some have millions of followers on there. It is growing nicely. He starts his own because the others excluded him. They got rid of him. But now he can get back on any of the ones that he was on. 87 million people are waiting for him to tweet something on Twitter. That's a big following. I don't know how many he has on Facebook and on Instagram, but I'm sure it's a lot. So what do you do? Do you believe he's going to start posting on those other sites? And, well, I'll just ask you that first. Do you believe he's going to?
I do, yes. Yep.
So if he does Truth Social then suffer?
I don't think so, no. Because I
think
a lot
of Truth if I can see him on Twitter.
A lot of his supporters are still, they don't like what Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever did to him. But I don't think they're going to get off Truth Social, though. I think they'll still post.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I've said this before. It's not a zero-sum game. You can post everywhere, and it doesn't hurt one side over the other. But some people, like you, let's admit it, you basically do Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's not an insult. I mean, I do them all. And Carrie, trust me when I say, and it's because I think it's because you're on the show, so people know about us. I get contacted every day via email. Please come on my new social network. And I don't, but I'm already on like eight of them. Yeah, I mean, how many more can I do?
Right. And why are you on so many? I think for the same reason that I think former President Trump will be on. He wants his voice heard pretty much in every corner.
But just here's breaking news. I wouldn't be on any others than Twitter, Facebook, and maybe Instagram if they treated us right.
Well,
and YouTube. I would still be on YouTube and post everything there if I were treated right. I had to go to the alternatives because I know a lot of people that want to hear an alternative voice or at least the other side. We're not hearing my voice. So I had to go to the other places because that's where they are. So you're right. That's why I went to all of those places. But I know that most people won't do what I do and have eight different sites. So hopefully the message is getting to those who are on the individual sites and not on all of them. But the problem is sometimes I'm only posting stuff on Rumble, and I'm only posting on YouTube. When it comes to Trump, I mean, combined, he probably has a couple of 100 million followers. So I think you're right. He can't not post there. But I know the guy. He also doesn't want them to feel like they're winning. Does that make sense?
It does, but I still think he's going to get back on. Yeah, especially now that he's, you know, campaigning for president again.
Sammy's going to get back on all the sites. What do you think?
Probably not.
Really? Sam's not going to throw a curveball. No way. He's not doing it. I'm pretty sure he's going to get on Twitter. 87 million are sitting there waiting. Now, Facebook and Instagram, he probably shouldn't. I don't see any reason why he should, unless there, you know, there isn't a lot of redundancy. Because people who are on Facebook, I think, generally speaking, are on Twitter. I think those two kind of work together. When you want one that's just messages and maybe pictures, the other one is, here's my food, here's my life, here's my family. So I think maybe that. I don't know. I don't know if he goes back to Instagram. So I'm not sure he does Facebook and Instagram. I'm almost 100% sure he's going to do Twitter. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Your thoughts on that? Before we hit the break, though, Kerry, we're sending more aid to Ukraine, and the central government, Biden specifically, is acting like this is a great thing. What do you have?
From Reuters, the United States announced on Wednesday it'll supply Ukraine with 31 advanced M1 Abrams tanks worth $400 million in a matter of months, a decision that helped break a diplomatic logjam with Germany over how best to help Kyiv in its war against Russia. President Joe Biden announced the decision at the White House, saying the tanks are needed to help the Ukrainians improve their ability to maneuver in open terrain. Biden thanked Germany for its decision to supply Ukraine with Leopard 2 tanks and listed the other on-the-ground military hardware other NATO allies and other European countries were supplying. Germany has really stepped up, he said. The expectation on the part of Russia is we're going to break up, Biden said, of the U.S. and European allies, but we are fully, totally, and thoroughly united. And the United States have been cool to the idea of deploying the difficult-to-maintain Abrams tanks, but had to change tack in order to persuade Germany to send its more easily used Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. And the decisions by Washington and Berlin come as the Western allies help Ukraine prepare for a possible spring counteroffensive to try to drive Russia out of territory it has seized. There is no offensive threat to Russia from the tanks, Biden said. A Kremlin spokesman said any Abrams shipments would be a waste of money as they burn like other tanks in Ukraine.
Wow. And again, we're just sending them. I used to think that people would build the tanks. Those who want the tanks should buy them, purchase them. And then they can use the tanks in whatever, you know, war they're doing or whatever. We're already giving Ukraine billions of dollars. Now some free tanks. Hey, Germany, you give us some free tanks too. We're just involved in a proxy war, and I don't know why. I don't. And those of you who really believed in this from the beginning, and listen, I am with you. Russia should not be invading its neighbor. I'm with you. But there is no sign of Zelensky or Biden or Putin sitting down to have peace talks to stop this. It's just going to keep on happening. There's one piece of that story that jumped out at me big time. And a piece of that story is that they're sending them the tanks so they can do a counteroffensive in the spring, which by my calendar isn't for two more months. So we're just going to keep on sending money and supporting them and supplying them anything they want for the next 2 months. And then we'll see if the counteroffensive can do something. This is just another never-ending war. Why did Biden leave Afghanistan? If he wanted to continue never-ending war, at least don't abandon $85 billion in war machinery in Afghanistan. Don't give up that air base that China will probably use now. You don't leave behind the people that helped us in Afghanistan. If you wanted to stay involved somewhere, that's where you stay involved. Why are we in Ukraine? Other than the fact that clearly the Biden family owes Ukraine something. With Hunter Biden's no-show $83,000. We're getting the numbers mixed up today. $83,000 a month job. No show. Knew nothing about energy, nothing about oil, nothing about energy, nothing about fuel, nothing about gas. $83,000 a month he got. Getting $1 million a year plus. And he didn't have to do anything. When Trump tried to find out if there was some corruption going on with the former administration, he was impeached over it, and he was right. So, listen, Ukraine's got Biden by the ass or something. Because there's no reason for us to continue doing this, especially as we watch people pour over our southern border like we don't even care about our own country. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts on us sending more tanks now, and now we twisted the arm of Germany to send some tanks. Your thoughts about that as we continue a proxy war in Europe. Keep it here.
Joe Pags.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on. A lot of people want to talk about why do we keep on supporting Ukraine? Am I in the wrong here? Should we be sending unlimited billions of dollars to Ukraine? To the comedian, dancer, and actor, Zelensky, who is shutting down certain ways to worship in his country, who is shutting down anybody who's got even a skeptical tone of voice on any sort of media outlet? I mean, it's not a democracy. It's not a representative republic either. If anything, he's running a little tyranny. But again, we don't want, you know, Putin to roll in and take over any country he wants. I get it. But at what point do you stop sending the unlimited cash there? Especially when we're talking about raising our debt ceiling and there are people pushing for higher taxes for people in this country. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Definitely want to hear from you. Got to remind you, well, I don't have to remind you, you know this. Prices are going up. Going up, more and more Americans are feeling the financial squeeze with bills stacked to the ceiling. If you've reached your debt ceiling, you cannot do what the government's trying to do now and raising the debt ceiling again. You're being buried in bills and trying to keep up with all the credit cards, signature loans, internet loans, and timeshares. Get off the endless debt treadmill. Make your New Year's resolution now by calling Total Financial Freedom. If you owe more than $10,000, the team at Total Financial Freedom has been doing a phenomenal job for 16 years, helping Americans like you resolve their debts and cut payments in half. You don't believe me, no problem. Don't believe me. Just give them a call. Ask them. Tell them your situation and see how they can help you. 800-833-9444. 800-833-9444. Call now. Ask about the free book, The Debt Dietitian. You get that free book by mentioning my name, Joe Pags, and you're also going to learn how to easily cut your payments. You're going to appreciate their team, like-minded people, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call them right now. Total Financial Freedom, 1-800-833-9444, 1-800-833-9444 right now. We go to the phone lines. Chris, San Antonio, what's going on?
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
My question or concern with not just these tanks, but the other military equipment we've sent, I understand the tanks are very effective, but I also understand it's extremely complex and high maintenance piece of equipment. So how many people are we sending to help maintain this equipment, teach them how to use it, maybe even use it for them? Because I don't see us just dropping off the hardware and saying, see ya.
I'm with you. Chris, I think it's a valid question. I think it's very, very important to know. Are we sending people to operate these tanks? If we are, we then are fighting the war. Are we sending people to maintain these tanks? Not like you can send them over and say, hey, Zelensky, here's the owner's manual. Have a nice day. Obviously, there's going to have to be some training. Now, the word that I've heard before is that any training will be happening in Poland, just about anything that we're sending over. That was before we heard about the tanks. But if we have Americans in Ukraine, and you know we do, that means that we are actually fighting this war, and we shouldn't be. You want to fight a war with Russia, have a reason to fight the war, and then eliminate Putin and his forces. Don't do what we've done in Korea. Don't do what we've done in Afghanistan. Don't do what we've done in Iraq. Don't do what we've done in Vietnam. If you're going to fight the war, fight the war. Don't fight some proxy war. Go in there to eliminate the enemy, which is not what we're doing. It's like we're just going in there to give as much money and armament that we can to some guy that we just first heard of like 2 years ago. That doesn't make any sense. And all this fawning over Zelensky is over, people. Listen, if you're in the left and you're some media outlet and you're listening to me, because a lot of you do, trying to figure out if I'm going to say something wrong, which doesn't happen, you are wrong about this guy, and you need to go in and tell the people the truth in your publications and your radio shows and your TV shows, because we're sending unlimited money when the American people, I think, don't want to anymore. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.